simply knowing you exist ain't good enough for me. But asking for your telephone number seems highly inappropriate. Seeing as I can't even say hi when you walk by, and that time you shook my hand, it felt so nice. I swear I never feel this way about any other guy, and I never usually notice people's eyes, but I conducted a plan to bump into you most accidentally, but I was walking along and I bumped into you much more heavily than I'd originally planned. It was well embarrassing, and I think you thought that I was a bit of a twat. So I went to that party, everyone, they looked kind of arty, and I was wearing this dress, cause I wanted to impress, but I wasn't sure if I looked my best, cause I was so nervous, but I carried on regardless, strutting through each room, trying to find you, and when I saw you kissing that girl, my heart, it shattered, and my eyes, they watered, and when I tried to speak, I stuttered, and my friends were like, whatever, you'll find someone better, his eyes are way too close together, and we never even liked him from the start, and now he's with that tart, and I heard she done some really nasty stuff down in the park with Michael. He said she's easy, and if your guy's with someone that's sleazy, then he ain't worth your time, cause you deserve a real nice guy. So I proceeded to get drunk and to cry and lock myself in the toilets for the entire night. Saturday night, I watched Channel 5. I particularly like CSI. I don't ever dream about you and me. I don't ever make up stuff about us that would be considered insanity. I don't ever drive by your house to see if you're in. I don't even have an opinion on that tramp that you are still seeing. I don't know your timetable, I don't know your face off by heart, but I must admit